All right, we're ready for some basketball here in Toledo with the Boomers. What kind of animal was that up there? I mean, I can't figure that out.
Kind of a, I was looking at that earlier. Yeah. Maybe a wild boar of some sort.
we're gonna have to see,
but we're gonna have to keep our eyes peeled to the court here, Wayne. This is gonna be some exciting boys basketball. Tip off controlled by the Vikings over to Ed Bloom, pushes it down to Justin Allen for a long three right off the bat. No go, and rebounded by the Boomers. Socha brings the ball back up the court, and they'll pass it over to Marthaler. Marthaler, the up top, he'll direct the offense in a man-on-man defense here by the Vikings. Looks over to Putman. Putman looks to his left, tries to drive baseline, no good. Looks over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain back over to Socha. 10 left on the shot clock. Inside, drives, and Putman is fouled on the shot on the drive down low. Followed by Justin Allen, a quick foul on him already. So that'll send Putman to the line, 7:22, just right into the first quarter.
It looked to me like it went straight up with their hands, but I guess not.
And Putman misses the first, so we'll stay 0-0. One more free throw here. And shot is up and does not fall. Controlled by the Vikings over to Falcons. Falcons will bring the ball up. Over to De Leon. De Leon drives left all the way to the basket. Nice. And a nice, easy left-handed lay-in. The Vikings will fall back and no press on the defense here.
He attacked that basket very well.
And he does that very well, yes. So Socha looks down below. Passes back over to the right-hand side to Putman. Putman will dribble. Pass goes over to Socha, who goes off his fingertips out of bounds. That'll be a turnover and give the ball to the Vikings. So a little bit of a tougher defense here from the Boomers, trying to tighten it up on the inbound. Vikings inbound easily to Falcons. Falcons set pick by Justin Allen. Transfers the ball over. Allen drives with his left-hand side. Over to Gabe DeLeon, down the baseline, gets trapped, passes outside to Falcons on the left-hand side. Falcons drives inside the free throw line, passes outside to Ed Bloom, and Vikings called for a travel inside the paint on Ed Bloom. So we talked about this in the girls' game, Wayne, turnovers, you just can't have them.
Yeah, it's Jazz Ed Bloom there with the travel.
The Vikings inbound, drive the ball up, and Falcons will stop the ball. Boomers quick pass around the outside of the three-point line. Long outside shot by Socha. Goes off the backboard. Rebound controlled by the Boomers. And Chamberlain passes inside to Socha. De Leon tips the ball away, but it's picked back up by the Boomers. Marthaler for a long three-pointer, and it's in and good. So the Boomers will immediately go to a press defense here. Inbounded to Justin Allen across to the right-hand side, back up top to De Leon. De Leon will control the ball, drives with his left, just glides through the air with a nice, easy left-handed layup. Boy, he makes that look easy, Wayne.
Yeah, he does, and he leaned away from the defender going up with it, too, and that gave him the room off the glass.
Just floated through the air. So Boomers bring the ball up, set up an offense. Dribbles picked up, outside shot, three-pointers by Marthaler is missed and put up by Putman, missed again. Looks like it'll go off of
Clampy.
Ryan Clampy off the fingertips. Battling hard down there with McKibben for the back for the rebound. So 5:21 left. Boomers 3. Your Slav Vikings 4. Boomers will control the inbound pass here. They'll have 5 seconds to get it in, and it's passed up top successfully to Putman. And the Boomers will pass the ball into the backcourt, but it was hit by the Vikings, so no over the back line there. So Wagner up top to Socha. Socha drives. They're trying to work Socha in for an open three-pointer, and the Vikings defense, man-to-man here, is just not letting them get the ball with an open free shot. So Chamberlain drives with his left all the way to the back and missed. Justin Allen with the rebound.
Nice rebound, too.
That 6 foot height on the 6 foot three height on Justin Allen sure helps out in that time. So De Leon spins, drives, is stopped inside the free throw line and is caught for a second travel there for the Vikings on Gabe De Leon. So that'll turn the ball over to the Boomers. Oh, called a foul.
Yeah, I thought it was a foul, too. I was waiting to see it clear out. When he spun with the ball, he got hit.
Yeah, I saw the spin and the whistle, and got to wait for that call to get made. Can't presume they called the travel, Jay. Justin Allen with the inbound. Vikings looks inside. He looks outside. Out to Ed Bloom with a big three-pointer in. Drains it. 4:37 left on the clock. Toledo 3, Sayusla 7.
Ed Bloom with 5 of those.
Once he gets hot and stays on, his confidence just builds. So Putman will have the ball. He swings it over to Heinlein, who drives with the left and is fouled at the basket on a layup. The point's going to count. That'll put 2 on the board for the Boomers for Heinlein with the chance for 1 more.
The thing is, you got to close off that baseline. A kid that fast, he was so quick to the basket. I mean, you didn't have a chance but to foul him.
Yeah, he's a senior guard for the Boomers and drains the free throw like it was just easy. Very quick on his feet. This is his first time in the game here. He was out for those first 2 minutes, came in as a sub off the court, and very well for the Boomers there. So inbound pass by the Vikings goes to Falcons. Falcons drives up the far side of the court, looks deep to Ed Bloom underneath and doesn't have it, but gains the foul on number 22. 1-1.
That was on number 5,
all
Coker.
Right. Number 5 of Mason Coker, the senior from Toledo. So Saisla will inbound again from underneath, far left side of the court. Justin looks inside. Allen over to Chaz Edblum on the layup. Called for a charge. The basket's not going to count.
Wow. Well, he stood his ground. I have to admit that. The defender stood his ground.
Yep, he had his feet. He was set. And was not moving his feet. So that basket does not count. 4 minutes left on the clock. Toledo 6, Saislaw 7. Boomers with the ball. Robert Wagner with a long three-pointer doesn't go. And Gabe DeLeon gets the rebound, looks up to Ed Bloom, who just doesn't make the long pass. Probably better for the Vikings. Kicks it outside to Justin Allen for a three-pointer. And Gabe DeLeon for the rebound, up and no good. Vikings Ryan Clampy tries for the basket, and it doesn't work as well. So the Boomers will get the ball back to their end of the court with a big long shot from Heinlein. Goes way left, doesn't hit a thing. And Cody Lang will get the rebound and drive back towards the basket on the left and missed his layup and turned over into the hands of Ryan Clampy with the board. Pass goes to DeLeon to bring it up the court and over to Michael Falcons. So Vikings look to set up the offense here on a man-to-man defense from the Boomers with a shot from Falcons. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Ryan Clampy falls for 2 points for the Vikings with 3 minutes left, up 3-9-6. So Robert Wagner brings the ball up for the Boomers. Over to Jack Heinlein. Looks down below. He's got quick feet down there, Wayne.
Yeah, he does. He wants to run that baseline.
He does. Cody Lang back over to Wagner, who take the left side baseline. Up against the glass and drops it for 2 for the Boomers, who close within 1, 8-9. Full court press now from the Boomers. And we've got a 2-on-2, 2-on-1 from Justin Allen over to Ryan Clampy there for the basket and the layup.
That was the way to do it, too, because at first I thought he was going to shoot it, and he dumped it off. It was perfect.
It was perfect. The drive down by the Boomers, the shot was blocked by Falcons. And Gabe DeLeon drives the ball down the court and is missed the layup there on the foul and will go to the line.
And talking about DeLeon, he's pretty fast, too.
He's moving. Yeah, him and Chaz Edblum, I tell you, they are, it seems they get in the air and they just float. They just can move their bodies. It's a way that's just unreal once they're gliding through the air. So Gabe DeLeon to the line for the first of 2 free throws. So you got 2:16 left on the clock of the first quarter.
We're up 11-8.
And it is your Saisla Vikings 11, the Toledo Boomers 8, as Wayne said. We had a whistle there. The Boomers trying to get their starting folks back in to sub, but the whistle blown by the official prevented that to happen. So DeLeon does make it. that free throw, and the subs will come in for Toledo. So De Leon will get another chance at the free throw line. And we'll see if he can put the Vikings up by five with 2:16 left in the first. He does. Makes it look easy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I like the backspin on that ball when you throw.
Just a nice release. Quick up the court by the Boomers, looking to get some points on the board. We were with 2:10 left in the first. Tyson Socha looking to try to get him an open shot. They have not been successful. The Vikings man-to-man
nice
defense
steal.
With a nice steal by Ryan Clampy. Up the court
beautiful.
To Micah Blankenship with a nice left-handed layup by the lefty. Well done by the 5'9 junior. And we're going to have a quick 30-second timeout here. 1:50 left on the clock. We're going to take a timeout as well at Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back. We're in Toledo with some boys varsity basketball. The Toledo Boomers 8, so your Siuslaw Vikings up at 15. And Micah Blankenship just put a nice easy layup up on the board. And a quick timeout there by the Boomers to try to stop the Vikings. So Vikings are in a man-to-man defense here. Vikings with the ball. Blankenship with the tip and the steal. Drives it up, and he'll slow down the offense here and pass it up to Gabe DeLeon. And he'll see what he can run over to Michael Falcons as he comes towards the near side of the court. Looks up, and a little behind the back dribble. Got a little fancy. Turns the ball over to the Boomers. And a big outside three-pointer missed by Mason Chamberlain. And Gabe DeLeon will control the ball. Brings it back up the court too quickly.
Yeah.
Again, this behind-the-back kind of spin move there fouled the Vikings up twice in a row with turnovers.
Yeah, Marthaler just held him up a little bit, and he couldn't stop. His momentum was too much.
Yeah, DeLeon was moving at a high rate of speed up the court. So Boomers trying to get some points on the board. 1:10 left in the first, and they go deep right-hand side at the baseline for a three-pointer and made by Brandon Marthaler. So they go to the press.
That's his second.
Vikings inbound the ball to Blankenship. Blankenship quickly up across the court over to Owen Burt. Back up top to Micah Blankenship for a three. Missed and rebound with 50 seconds left by the Boomers. And Marthaler again up the court looking over to Chamberlain, who drives with his right. Gets an extra step. Owen Burt with the rebound now. 39 seconds left on the clock. And over to Falcons and up to Gabe DeLeon to set up the offense with 30 seconds left for the Vikings. He's
fouled.
Driven to the left and fouled on the floor with 30 seconds left, and that'll send him to the line. And DeLeon will attempt two free throws here. Vikings up 4, 15-11 with 30 seconds left. DeLeon at the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Heinlein's got two fouls.
Good offensive, good rebounding there by Owen Burt. Just checked into the game on that last whistle and has done a good job out there real quick right off the bat. So we'll see Cody Lang check back into the game for the Boomers. DeLeon misses the first of the free throws.
I always hate seeing free throws miss.
Oh, I know it.
I mean, they're called free for a reason.
The Vikings checking up on the defense, and then looks like they're going to go to controlling the rebound here. Michael is checking up on the defensive side, who was covering who, but they got the ball back. And Owen
nice
Burt
speed.
With the easy layup underneath. Good job to Owen. Made that look smooth there. And the Boomers quick up the court with 14 seconds left. No shot clock here. Tysla up 17-11. And the Boomers bench will give the players a countdown. They'll pass it around to the right-hand side to Marthaler, who misses. Blankenship with a long shot with 1 second left goes off the roof and no good. So that's the end of your first quarter. So you just lost 17, Boomers 11. We'll take a full timeout here with them at Coast Radio Sports. Hey, we're here live at Coast Radio Sports, and we're at the home of the Toledo Boomers for boys varsity basketball. I am Jay Nillis, and this guy to my left is Wayne Sharp, keeping me straight. So Boomers will inbound the ball, and Chamberlain looks down low. And he has an open man for an easy layup,
nice,
and that was
block.
Evan Putman, but it was blocked. And the Vikings will control the ball and push it back up court. Gabe DeLeon looks to slow this pace down a little bit for the Vikings and just keep control of the ball with a couple bad turnovers here earlier in the first. So Michael Falcons from way outside on the left, no good. Owen Burt battles. Nice, strong rebound by Owen. Over to Micah Blankenship, who the little lefty just drives it in, Using to the court for a layup by Micah.
Nice shot off the glass there because he had a tall guy in front of him.
Well executed for 5'9 Blankenship, absolutely. Yeah. So Boomer ball up top, and that'll be Chamberlain. And over to Cody Lang, recently checked in at the end of the first quarter, maintains playing time for the second quarter. Drives all the way in with a right-hand scoop.
Too hard.
No good again. Owen Burt controlling the board underneath. So he'll pass it up to Gabe DeLeon again in the hands of Blankenship and over to Falcons. He wanted that three-pointer, pulls and drives underneath. Just a little lazy layup with the left hand, falls in easily for him. Just that long wingspan of Falcons there. He's able to lay that in easily.
That was a good choice.
Yeah. Socha still trying to get that outside shot now, and he's fouled up at the top of the three-point line, but he's really working hard to try to get something open for himself and just not been successful with that real tough Viking defense. Staying in a man-to-man are the Vikings defense. Worked well for him so far. 6:33 left in the first, 11-21, Vikings up 10. So the Boomers way down on the outside. Chamberlain for a three, misses, and battled for the rebound is...
Is that Clampy?
13, I think they're calling on the white. So Viking ball underneath.
Yeah, it was over the back by Saluto.
It was. The long cross-court pass intercepted. Rare mistake by Falcons to go that deep across the court with a pass. Big outside three-point shot try by Socha. He finally got open.
Well, DeLeon came out there and just smacked him on the shot. I'm glad it didn't go in because it would have been a four-pointer.
Yeah, he's going to get three tries here at the line, but DeLeon was going to make him earn that if he did end up making it.
Yeah.
So, and he made the first one. We'll see how this plays out, if it's going to pay off for the Vikings or not. So 6:19 left. Boomer's now 13. He makes the second of the free throws.
Yeah, you can see Socia's got the basics down.
He does. A good form, good free throw shooter right here. Not the guy you want to fall in the three-point territory and give him. Yeah, he misses the last one. He made two, but he's going to be a good ball shooter. We want to keep the ball out of his hands. So Boomers do control the ball, and it's up top to Chamberlain, and they look to drive down below, and Vikings with the rebound off of the missed shot from Putman. So Blankenship looks up to DeLeon on the left-hand side, which is the near side of the court, over the top of the right side to Falcons. And we've got some outside shooters within the game there with Falcons. Inside the court with a nice, easy layup.
Nice feed by Falcons. I mean, he put it right down to Brewitt. That was absolutely done perfectly.
Nice layup by Owen Burt, and we've got a whistle right after that.
It's Burt, huh?
34 white with a technical foul. Riley Tyler is called for that.
Yeah, so Falcons just really gave that nice inlet pass. And Burt, you couldn't miss that if you wanted to.
Yep.
I mean, it was just perfect.
Excuse me, that foul was called on our own.
And
Owen Burt, 34.
There.
So the technical foul. The Boomers get to pick who their free throw shooter is. So... the technical on Owen Burt. He's back to the bench now with Justin Allen comes back in to replace him as a coach straightens him up a little bit and corrects him on that technical. So,
well, especially with a 9-point lead, the last thing you want to do is give them opportunity like this.
Yeah, so the Boomers will inbound. Justin Allen in for Owen Burt, who was very successful on the boards down there. So we'll see how they do. And the turnover to the Vikings, Blankenship drives in. Looks like a little 8-foot jumper from the left and falls in easily off the glass.
I really like his patience underneath there. He waited till he get it open to shoot it.
Takes his time, and it was a great job by Blankenship. So 5:23 left. Vikings up 11, 25-14. Boomer ball over to the right side to Cody Lang, who drives. He's got DeLeon all over him. Passes back up top to Tyson Socha, who was guarded heavily by Falcons. Falcons getting a little physical with him. Just wanting to play tough defense. You know, Michael wants to get the ball. They were looking for that.
Yeah, he was reaching over him. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
Yeah, he came from the backside and got him on the arm. So that was going to be called. Falcons a little frustrated with himself. So the Vikings will go man-to-man defense here as the Boomers look to inbound the ball from the far left side of the court. And they look up top to Cody Lang. Brings it inside. guarded heavily by Falcons. Over the top to Coker, guarded by Ed Bloom. Big outside shot there. Rebound by Ryan Clampy. He'll bring the ball up with Blankenship. Justin Allen from the far left. Three-point shot. No good. Rebounded, controlled again by the Vikings. Over to back to Justin Allen, who goes high off the glass, and it falls for two. Gives the Vikings 27, a 13-point lead at 4:40 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, they moved that ball quickly, too.
Yeah, the Boomers are trying to push the pace of this game, but it is not working out for them. A quick pass down below to Evan Putman, the junior, for an easy layup for two for the Boomers. They do fall into a press here against the Vikings, and their defense does not prevent the ball from getting across half court. Goes up top to Michael Falcons, who drives through the center with a foul. Don't know if they're going to count the shot. They
yeah,
do count
did.
The shot.
They
it does fall.
Yeah, they counted.
That was a great job by Falcons. Take his time, set his feet, and go up strong. And gets the shot to fall, collects the foul.
That's a 13-point lead now with a free throw.
And 4:15 left on the clock in the second quarter. So the Vikings really starting to open it up now over the Boomers by 13, as Wayne said, with Michael Falcons at the line to add to it.
Short.
And it's way short. Does not hit a thing. So he gets a little razzling from his players, giving him a hard time there a little bit, and he subs back out as Chaz Edbloom checks back in. So the Boomers will bring the ball up the court. With 4:10 left, they are down 13, and Jack Heinlein wants to make a difference with that. Looking for that outside three-pointer here, and they're working the outside. Pass back around to Heinlein. Looks, goes up with a wild right hand, misses the shot. And the rebound's controlled by the Vikings. And Ryan Clampy brings the ball up, puts the ball in the hands of Justin Allen, kicks it back out to Ryan Clampy, who drains the three-pointer from outside to give the Vikings a 16-32 lead with 3:35 left in the second quarter. Ball stolen away from the Boomers by Ryan Clampy, who's going to take it all the way by himself with an easy layup with the right hand to put two more on the board for the Vikings, who now leads 16-34 with 3:28 left of the second. We have a timeout on the floor, and we're going to take it with them. It's going to be a full timeout here on Coast Radio Sports. And we're back in Toledo. Jane Ellis and Wayne Sharp here. Boys varsity basketball. Your Salislaw Vikings up 34 over the Boomers 16 with 3:26 left in the second quarter. And it's Boomer ball right now. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. And a quick shot by Robert Wagner does not go. Goes into the hands of Micah Blankenship on the rebound, who will bring it up himself and look to set up the offense. He'll look kick it down to Edbloom. Edbloom looks back to Blankenship. Blankenship drives baseline, picked back outside to Gabe DeLeon, and back up top to Justin Allen. Does not get a chance at a three. Will drive it, take it to himself, to the hole. Gets his own rebound, back outside to Gabe DeLeon. 30 still left on the shot clock. Plenty of time. But Chaz Edbloom drives it down the left-hand side and just lays it right in with a lefty for two.
He saw that lane and took it.
He did. Nice open lane there for him as well. So Wagner over to Heinlein. The Boomers are still just swarmed by this Viking defense here, not able to do a thing. And a turnover by the Boomers with a travel by Jack Heinlein.
Now, to be fair about it, the Boomers have had a lot of good shots, but they've been rattling in and out of the cylinder, not dropping like they would, and then maybe a couple times shorthanded shots as well as hurt their scoring. But the Vikings have taken advantage of it.
Yeah, the Vikings defense has been pretty stout there on the defensive side for them. So Edbloom brings it back over. Ryan Clampy in the game, up top to Justin Allen. It drives right-hand side.
Yep.
Layup falls. Nice pretty shot there by the 6'3 senior. The Boomers will bring up. 2:04 left on the clock. Boomers 16, Salislaw 38. Boomers working the outside of the passing perimeter. Blankenship with tough defense on Socha. Three-pointer does not fall. Ryan Clampy again with the rebound. Quickly up the court. Wants to take it himself. In between two defenders with an underhand layup, falls and goes in easily to bring the Vikings to 40. Your Bloomers 16 with 1:35 left on the clock. So Socha still looking for that outside shot. He does have a good shot when he can get to take it. Drives with the left-hand side and is fouled by Gabe DeLeon.
Yeah, and Clampy's got 4 field goals and 1 3-pointer. He's got 11 points on the board there. He's the big scorer so far for Siuslo.
And one thing with the Vikings is they're very patient. They will give the ball up for a better shot. They're very forgiving on themselves, other players on the team. Very good to see team effort by everybody. So the first free throw by Tyson Socha does not fall. And we're going to see Michael Felkins check in the game for Gabe DeLeon, who gets a round of high fives from his teammates as he goes to take a drink of water and sit there on the bench. So Socha's second shot does fall, brings the Boomers to 17, and your Siuslo Vikings 40. Boomers in a solo man press there on the inbound with 1:26 left. So the ball goes over to Felkins, back over to Blankenship on the near side, back to Felkins on the far side. He looks to drive, looking to try to get
travel.
He was looking to try to get Blankenship open for a three, and that just didn't go with that in and out pass. So the third travel call on the Vikings tonight. Got to eliminate those little mistakes here going into league play in a couple weeks. So the Boomers bring up and Chamberlain. They'll work the outside perimeter. Back to Chamberlain. Back over to Marthaler for a three-pointer from the far left-hand corner. Does not fall. An easy rebound again by Ryan Clampy. And he'll shoot it up to Felkins. And work with Blankenship across the near side court, right inside to Edblom.
Travel.
Goes for the shot and a left-handed layup, and is again called for a travel.
Yeah, he took a couple steps.
He almost got a freebie there, didn't make it. So again, now 4 quick turnovers in the last possessions here for the Vikings, 4 out of 5 anyway. So 43 seconds left, 17-40. Your Vikings in the lead. Pass down below inside to Putman. Does not fall. Micah Blankenship gets the rebound, tips it out to Edblom. 32 now left on the clock. Outside shot by Justin Allen. Long three-pointer is good from deep off that baseline, right-hand side. And Justin Allen finding himself in the shooter zone. And it's blocked by Justin Allen down below on Tyson Socha. Hit out of bounds all the way out of the way outside to Micah Blankenship, who brought it down the lane.
Yeah, Justin Allen said, get that out of here.
Oh, not in my house. He said, get that out.
That was quite the block.
Oh, that was nice. Blankenship quick on the hands there to get that ball back down the court. And Braden Marthaler called for a technical foul as he took out Blankenship on the layup. And so the Vikings will send Ryan Clampy to the line to shoot 2 on that technical foul. So 12.7 seconds left as Clampy misses the second one. You got Boomers at 17, your Vikings at 44, a commanding lead for the Vikings right now. And they will get to inbound the ball after the technical. So that'll be Falcons on the outside, far side of the court from us. And as I said, 12 seconds left, inbound to Blankenship, over to Felkins, back to Blankenship. They're going to look to set up an outside shot. Felkins will drive it in with a 10-footer, lays it in with the right-hand side with 4 seconds left. 2, and Boomers do not get a shot off. It does not count. That takes us to halftime. Your Siuslo Vikings 46, Toledo Boomers 17, and we'll take a break here at Coast Radio Sports.